What's up, Godfident Next Generation? Welcome to the show. My name is Greta. I'm going to be your host for today, and I'm joined with my lovely co-hosts here. Today, we're talking about kind of a challenging issue, talking about purity in your heart, in your mind, and in your body, and how that affects each and every one of us from ages 8 to 25, literally, honestly, since you're born until, you know, you're like 65. It's a prevalent issue, and it's something that everybody has to deal with. Keeping your heart pure, mm-hmm. keeping your mind clean, and your body honoring the Lord. Mm-hmm. So welcome in, my friendly co-host, my lovely co-host, my good friends. This is Erin, and she's 21, and she's a senior in college. She plans on going to be a publishing and licensing person for songwriters and singers, and she's also an amazing singer-songwriter who loves playing the piano. She plays amazing, by the way. Lucy is 18, and she's a freshman in college. She's pursuing her degree in business and professional leadership. She also likes spending her free time writing and listening to music avidly. This is Kate. Kate is 17, and she's a lovely senior in high school. She's beginning a speech class in the fall, and she's super excited about it. She's also a methodical dancer, is amazing at it, captivates you. We got to watch her once in a performance she did. And she also is a part of our Godfident Next Generation Leadership Board. All of us are part of that, actually. And we're so glad that y'all are here today. Just joining us, welcome to the table. Come join our conversation with us and our coffee. So purity. We're talking about mental, we're talking about physical, we're talking about spiritual, we're talking about all the aspects that affect every part of you, no matter what age you are. So my first question is just gonna be, why is it important to keep your mind and your actions pure?
That's good. I think it's important. So I actually have a scripture that I wanted to read, and it's from 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says, "Or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." And so I go to this verse a lot because it just reminds me that we were bought for a price. This isn't our body. This is from God. You know, everything we have is the Lord's ultimately. And so I think it's important to be pure for Him. You know, we want to take care of our body. If our body is a temple, we want to nourish it. We want to keep it pure and not put anything that could cause us harm. So that's my thoughts.
That's good. So good. And I just want to say, like, it's not popular. What we're talking about in today's episode is not popular among our generation and people our age. Just the topic of purity, it's almost in a way mocked or looked at as marked as uncool or ridiculous in a sense that, you know, the question nowadays is, what's your body count? How many people have you made out with? You know, what kind of drugs have you tried, or alcohol have you consumed? But today we're talking about why it is cool, why it's cool to remain pure for the Lord. And not saying that any of those things, like not saying that sex is bad, not saying that at all. God designed sex. I'm just going to tell you that right here, right now. But in a purpose. And in boundaries, to which you may think, that is not fun. I'm not about that. I'm not here for boundaries. But listen, have you ever been in a busy street and there's been cars coming all around you? And if you didn't have a boundary, if you didn't know that there's a crosswalk and there's a time and a place to walk across the street, you're going to get hit. There's a reason that certain things are set up for a certain system and certain time and place. And there's a design for that. And that's just what we're talking about today. It's uncommon nowadays. It's not popular, but here we are and we're for it. So thanks for just sharing that verse with us. That's so good. Yeah, our bodies are designed by God. we're made in the image of God. You are made in the image of God, in fact. Yep, every single one of you, if you don't know God or if you do know God, your body's a temple. How are you treating that temple? Mm. What are you feeding your temple? We talk about social media, or we will talk about social media. You know, that influences your mental health, mm-hmm. your sexual, you know, mm-hmm. mindset. 'Cause we're sexual beings, we're designed for that. But how you're feeding into that and what you're allowing yourself to go makes a difference, and it matters, and that's what we're talking mm-hmm. about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lucy, how do you navigate that in a culture that it's not popular to abstain from that? What's your mindset? Why do you abstain from that?
So sexual purity hasn't ever really been anything I personally had to really struggle against. But my own personal conviction is that God created us, like you said, sexual beings. But he set up sex the way he did between a man and a woman within the confines of marriage mm-hmm. for a reason. Mm. He set it up for a purpose because he knows what's best for us. And so I just remember in a world where, like you've said, like it's popular, sexual impurity is popular. Yeah. It's popular to just like sleep around, to party, to drink, things like that. It's a choice. It's a choice to save yourself, to set yourself aside, to actually make decisions that won't put you in a place of making that choice. So I think it's about really just choosing not to put yourself into positions where you could be tempted and things like that. Mm. The reason I save myself is because I know that what the Lord has, the plans of the Lord, are so much better than anything I could ever get myself into. Really just that.
Yeah, and that's again, like, kind of talking about boundaries.
Yeah.
It's a theme I'm hearing, and how they're not for your limitation mm-hmm. necessarily, they're for your good. Mm-hmm. They're to keep you from harm and things that you might regret later down the road.
Yes.
But if you are, you know, somebody that has struggled with that, and it's touched my life, just like it's mm-hmm. such anybody else's life. And it's been something I've struggled with in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I want you to know that you are redeemed from mm-hmm. any of
yes.
that. And that you can be made whole. Whatever you've given away, the Lord can restore. Not necessarily to you know, take that and run with it and say, oh, every time I sin or mess up, I can just go to God and he'll give me redemption again so I can go abuse it. No, because that's, you know, that's not true repentance.
Yeah.
True repentance leads to action mm-hmm, and a 360 turnaround completely. So I wanted to encourage you guys, like, if you are somebody that it's been you that struggled, or if it's touched your life, that you can be whole, that you can be made clean and washed white as snow through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm not trying to preach at you, but that's just a little word from the Lord from me to you.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage you in that, you know, if that's something that you've struggled with, that there's a way out, that there's mm-hmm. hope, that deeper longing you feel inside of yourself, the reason you go to sex, drugs, or whatever, you know, that your soul is longing for, is because you're looking for a deeper foundation. There's a deeper longing and need inside that's not being met. Mm. And that is there for a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's that deeper craving and longing for intimacy that only God can meet. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that God can meet it.
Yeah.
And he will fill it. And every single crack and crevice of that brokenness will be filled, restored, and made new.
Yeah.
Kate, how do you navigate just remaining pure around your peers when that's not a cool topic? Or when the conversation goes south, like, how do you bring it back to a place of, this is my foundation, and this is why I believe what I believe, you know, but not condemning somebody else?
Yeah. The majority of my grade tends to be guys in a lot of the circles I'm in. So I have a passion for dressing appropriately. Mm. but I know that sometimes that can almost go too far if that's all I obsess about is like, is this a modest thing? Mm. Which is not a bad thing, mm-hmm. unless it just overcomes you too much. But I think for me, when it comes to putting up boundaries, a lot of it is just kind of based off of like what God's word says, what I should be paying attention to, what I shouldn't be paying attention to. Philippians 4:8, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Mm. I don't do that well, but just filling your heart and your mind with God and His Word, and it's a whole lot easier when you're faced with these kinds of temptations if you remember that, like we've been saying, you were bought at a price, that God has redeemed you, and when you understand even a little bit just the depth of His love for you, that almost changes how you view that, and you want to obey His word more, and you want to be pure for Him, as Aaron was saying.
That's so beautiful. And also how you brought in like dressing modestly. That also is not something that's common in our culture. It's almost like, how far can I go without being completely naked in public? You know what I'm saying? Like, how far is too far? And what is, you know, what is that line? If anything, is there a line? And just our culture that seems to be so rebellious and wanting to go against everything that is good, right, and true. You know, example, like in the gym, you know, like how are you dressing in the gym or at school? Like, what are you getting with? And why? Why are you dressing really that way? Is it for attention? Is it because you're craving love? Is it because genuinely you just like dressing that way? Why? Why are you dressing like that? And what's influencing you in that way? And whether you like it or not, like, you can say that, oh, it's a guy's fault that he's looking at me, but we are all wired, like, again, we're sexual beings. And so, also, our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, if you are dressing in a way that's provocative and shows a bunch of cleavage and shows, like, your butt off and, like, your midsection, whatever it is, like, whoever it is, they're going to look. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, like that person is like half dressed. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, personally, I wouldn't, you know, like I think that does come down to like your own conviction and what you're comfortable in. But also to think about like, is that honoring to somebody else if you dress like that? Like, okay, if he looks at you, but what if you're making him stumble? What if he's struggling? You know? And anyways, like, that's not, maybe you're pure, but what if he's struggling in that area? And that's not respecting your brother in Christ. That's not respecting your friend. Did you have something to add to that?
Well, I was just gonna, kind of going off of that, I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. I also recognize that, like, in society today, there's a lot of, it's hard to go to the store and find something that's maybe, you know, not showing something. I feel like, you know, like whether it's shorts, like, you know, some people have longer arms, so that whole like fingertip length thing, like that can be hard. So I don't think it's like you can only wear this, but you can't wear this type thing. So I agree. It's definitely, why am I wearing this? Am I trying to get someone's attention? And, you know, everyone is like, well, it's how you can express yourself and ways to be creative and show who you are through your clothing, which is absolutely true. But I think there are definitely ways to do that in a way that is going to be respectful of other people and to be modest and respectful of yourself as well. So that's all I wanted to add to that.
I love that because it's a real battle, I feel like, in our culture, and especially for those of us who do have those convictions of like, I don't feel like I can wear this top because it's too tight, it clings too much, it shows too much, whatever. I just love that you guys brought that up. because yeah. that's like, I love clothes. Like, I'm a girl who loves clothes. And so that is a constant battle I'm having to fight personally. If I'm just sharing a little bit of like just personal experience there, it is a constant thing where I'll look at something, I'll be like, oh, I need to wear a tank top on into this because if I lift my hands during church or something, like my midriff will show. Mm. Oh, like that might be cut too low. Okay, let's like layer up, like things like that. So yeah, I just want to say I love that y'all touched on that. Yeah. Like the struggle's real for everyone.
Absolutely. I don't know, just like really thinking about purity of your heart and your intentions mm-hmm. behind why you're doing what you're doing, why you're wearing what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, who you're going to be around.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. that makes a difference yeah. too. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think it can go both ways. I think you can obsess over it a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go overboard and like, you know, neck don't show your ankle. No, I'm yeah. no. Anyways, I think there's a healthy ground there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's being comfortable in yourself too. Mm-hmm. And in who God's created you to be. Confidence in who mm-hmm. God's created you to be. Mm-hmm. That it's not what you're wearing on the outside mm-hmm. that makes you beautiful or attractive.
Yeah,
it's your
come on.
Heart. Because mm-hmm. a beautiful woman makes a beautiful, oh, excuse me, a beautiful heart makes a beautiful woman. I caught myself.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, that's something that I try to live my life by. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something that I've struggled with in the past. Finding my identity in my looks mm-hmm. or in my talents or abilities mm-hmm. when in reality it's in who God is in me. That's the beauty in my heart, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what makes me beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's what makes y'all mm-hmm. beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful. It's just mm-hmm. the creator inside of you, mm-hmm. The one who made you, the one who made the heavens and the earth, who made you on purpose for his purposes, in his own image. But kind of going back to the sexual purity, I had a verse for you guys that I wanted to share. And if you pull out your Bibles or if you Google it for me. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification," which just means to be made right. And it says that you abstain from sexual immorality, which just means sexual sins. That each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. So talking about self-control, that's something that, again, I'm repeating myself a lot, but it's just not common in our culture.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this free spirit, let yourself go, like be who you want to be, express yourself. And all of those things are good within reason. You know, the Lord tells us to have self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Against such thing, there's no law.
Yeah.
But like, what does it look like? What does it look like to honor the Lord with your body?
Mm.
Aaron.
We touched on modesty, and so I think that is definitely one major way. Another way with the sexual sin, I think lust is a big thing in this world. And I've caught myself falling into that, you know, seeing a guy walk by, I'm like, wow, he's really attractive. You know, and so your mind may sometimes go to that. And so I've had to catch myself out of that, be like, no, that's not, you know, my mindset. Yeah. Like, and so I just think just praying honestly is what helps me try to have self-control. Like, Lord, let me focus on you right now. Like, there's these distractions. Mm-hmm. I think also being in the college scene a lot and high school, there's a lot of parties that go on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's cool to be with your friends, to go out to these parties. Mm-hmm. And typically the parties that they're having, you know, drinking, dancing, while the dancing part of that may not be bad, but I think there's a lot of bad things that can happen there, and that can lead you into temptation there. And so I have refrained myself from going to those parties because I don't want to put myself in a situation to be tempted. So just being mindful of who you're hanging out with, what you're going to, who you're surrounding yourself with is also very important when it comes to having self-control, I think.
I love that. I think, too,
yeah,
I fully agree. Everything. Mm-hmm. And part of that too, it goes back to just sticking close to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are a believer or not, like, you know this already if you're a Christian. Like, God is so good, and he only mm-hmm. wants what's best for his children. He does not make boundary lines to be a killjoy, even though sometimes I know it can feel like that. Like, I understand. Mm-hmm. But he is so kind. He is so good. He puts things in place for a reason. Mm-hmm. So really, I think just sticking mm-hmm. close to him and just mm-hmm. listening for his voice, because you'll feel those nudges. You'll feel those mm-hmm. little taps of like, I feel those uneasy feelings of maybe I shouldn't go to that party. Mm-hmm. Maybe I shouldn't hang out with those people, you know? And I think you'll feel that. And if you just listen to him, just listen to that little voice, those little nudges, because they may not come in like neon lights and things like that, mm-hmm. like a clear, like, don't do this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you'll just know, like, you'll have this uneasiness mm-hmm. about it, and then you choose, okay, actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to that. And then you'll have this peace of like, mm-hmm. okay, I did the right thing. So I think that's another good way to avoid temptation, is just stick close to the Lord mm-hmm. and just listen to his voice.
So good. So good. All right, you, Kate.
Yeah, I'd also kind of like to say that don't put yourself in situations where you would be tempted mm-hmm. Because you know what you are tempted by, you know where those boundaries lie, mm-hmm. and if you can even stay away from just the edge of the fence or just the edge of the cliff, like even if it's a foot, if it's 2 feet, even better, like 5 feet, like if you can just distance yourself from that, and whether that means kind of distancing yourself from some of your friends, taking a break from social media or just online internet in general, if that's like just listening to worship music, if it's that's just purifying your mind in general, yeah. just mm-hmm. by fasting and not replacing what you're fasting with something else of the world, but mm-hmm. instead replacing mm-hmm. it with God, whether that's reading your Bible, praying, memorizing scripture. That is a great way also just to protect your mind, because mm-hmm. the Bible says that in Ephesians 6 that his word is our armor, and that prayer is the another piece of that. And so just depending on him, especially.
That's good. That's so good. And it also reminds me of just like how we can have like false idols, mm-hmm. false gods in our yeah. lives, and like sexual things like or like mm-hmm. porn. Mm. Or alcohol, those things mm. can become, even like our phones, mm-hmm. can become idols and false gods yeah. in our mm-hmm. lives. And that's when we start to have like issues. And if you feel like you can't hear from the Lord, most of the time it's because you've put something before him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Because you're worshiping something else. Creation instead of the creator, like Aaron was talking about, lust. Mm-hmm. Our culture struggles with lust. I've struggled with lust, you know, mm-hmm. but it matters where you take that. Like mm-hmm. most of the time when I see somebody attractive walk by, I'm like, whoa, God, you did good. I'm like, he's beautiful, you know, yes. or they're beautiful. No. But like you give it to him right away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like just mm-hmm. take those struggles to the Lord. He wants to walk through that with you.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk alone. That's what we're talking about here with community, mm-hmm. with friendship. So finding a place that you can be plugged in a small mm-hmm. group yeah. or in a community at church mm-hmm. or at school, you can find some people to come together mm-hmm. and just be like, hey guys, you know, we're like-minded, which just means that we think the same way here, that we agree mm-hmm. on this level here morally, mm-hmm. that maybe mm-hmm. the other people at school don't, and it's not right mm-hmm. in the culture to agree on this kind of thing. But to find that place to get implemented into that and just have that solid ground, solid foundation, mm-hmm. but also know that the Lord will never leave you
yeah.
nor forsake mm-hmm. you is what he says in his word. Mm-hmm. And when you are at that place, when you're super disheartened and super low, and maybe it's because you've been struggling with that sexual sin or temptation, yeah. There is a way out, and there yeah. is a light that can not just, you don't just see at the end of the tunnel, but he'll come in that valley, in that tunnel, and bring you out of that darkness. Because yeah. mm-hmm. the light has come, and the darkness can't overcome the light.
Yes.
You ever put a candle? Mm-hmm. Have you ever turned a candle on in the middle of the night, or like in a dark room, and like, you know, you still see that flickering light, even though it's yeah. just one candle. Mm-hmm. That's you. That. You know, that's God in you. Mm-hmm. Body of the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's his spirit in you. Being that light in this dark world, in this dark culture that's not popular. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Lord will bless you mm-hmm. for your purity to him mm-hmm. And your faithfulness to him. So one last thing, like self-control is the key to purity. So how do you guys, when you encounter things that require self-control or step back from temptation or lust, how do you handle that? Mm. And how would you encourage our viewers to handle that?
I pray. I know it's so simple, but that's honestly, I think, the most important thing for me is like, I'm just like, Lord, this is distracting me. Like, take it away.
Yeah.
Like, take these thoughts, take mm-hmm. these feelings away. So pray.
That's good.
Yeah. Bring it to God, because He is a safe place to bring it. He is not going to shame you or mm-hmm. condemn you. He wants to help you, like we have all touched on. He is a redemptive God. He is a kind God. He is a loving God. He doesn't bring these things up to us. He doesn't say, hey, this isn't good. He doesn't say that to rub it in our faces. He says it because He knows what's best for us, and He loves you more than you will ever know, more than you will ever know on this side of heaven. Mm. Just bring it to Him and trust that He's a safe place, and that all He wants to do is love you and bring you out of that darkness. He is not afraid of your darkness. Mm. He is not afraid to get down in it, in the dirt, mm-hmm. and to help clean you up.
Yeah, like kind of what we've been reiterating, Romans 8:1, therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah. If you are a believer, there is no condemnation yeah. for anything you have done and or anything that has been done to you.
Yeah.
Because I know this topic can be hard for other people for different reasons, and so I just encourage you, if there has been, if someone has sexually used you in a way that is not appropriate or to your boundaries, reach out to someone that you trust, and yeah. just and reach out to God, because He knows, and He is there for you, and He loves you so much, and He can use this for His good, even if right now it is hard. And I just pray that you would be able to find freedom in who He says He is, whether you are someone who is tempted and struggling in sexual purity, or if you are someone who has lost their purity in some way or other because of someone else. Mm. So God loves both of you equally.
Mm. Thank you for that, Kate. That was beautiful. Would you mind like praying us out?
Yeah. Dear Lord, we just come before You. We thank You so much that You did not leave this place empty, that You did not give us any vague instructions when it came to this, mm-hmm. that You showed us exactly what Your plan is in Your word. I just pray over this conversation that it would just reach so many people in so many different places, that You would help them just to be able to find You wherever they are. And thank You, God, that You are redeeming our stories and bringing us new and just making us who You want us to be. I just pray that You would continue to use us. In Your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for joining us today. I know today wasn't very culturally appropriate or something that you're used to hearing, but I really appreciate you sticking around. And I pray that this episode touched you and blessed you. And if you have further questions, you can go to godfident.org. We have further resources for you there available. You can download, and we have an app coming out as well. But I just want to encourage you guys, you have a blessed day, and continue to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord for your healing. Seek the Lord for your freedom, like Kate was saying, that there is freedom from your guilt. There is freedom from shame that's not from Him.
Mm-hmm.
So walk in freedom. Walk in purity. It's not easy, but it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.